For now, let's talk about dating someone with kids, right? So when you are a parent, and this is a little disclaimer, I am not a parent, but when you and I've done some research on this, but when you are a parent and when you're entering a romantic relationship, it must be a very big decision. And if you are a parent who is either a single parent or a divorced parent, and you're entering a romantic relationship, and you have got some insight to give me, please feel free to call me on 021-446-0567. You can also WhatsApp me on 072-567-1567. You can also tweet me at Cape Talk or SMS me at 31567. But as I was saying, getting into a relationship as a single parent or a divorced parent must be a big decision. First of all, you have to find the time to have the relationship outside of your nuclear family, right? And then you have to suss out if the person you are romantically involved with will be able to deal with your children or gel with your family. And if all goes well, from that, we get to the most important part of all, is telling your children about this new significant person in your life. You know, because obviously at some point you have to tell your children about the significant other. So, to help us navigate this tricky transition in one's life, we are joined by Andrea Nettle, the director and counselor at the Family Counseling Center. Welcome, Andrea. When should you tell your new partner about your new ki about your kids?
I think the best time really is to start the relationship with openness and transparency. Transparency. It is very much about building a healthy relationship with this new person, so honesty is definitely the best policy.
Yes.
If the topic doesn't arise during the initial kind of dating period, it is always a good idea and to ask this person, do you have kids? And then basically the conversation will go from there, and the best thing is to be honest and speak about your family, you know, just actually say what is happening in your family.
That's true. And when does one then tell their kids that, listen, I have a new partner?
Before I go into that, do you mind if I quickly digress a little bit? Because I feel that it's very important that parents understand
100%,
that
100%.
what is important to the children is the relationships that the parents have with the children. So, and in order to build a healthy relationship with your children, it's important to engage with them on a really, really authentic and real way.
Yes.
We've put together like the 4 L's of relationships with children, and the 4 L's are listen, learn, laugh, and love. And basically, what it hopes to promote is to actively seek and listen to what your children say and who they say things to, and sometimes they don't speak with words. Actually, most of the times they speak in actions, and to really listen to what they do, and then to learn about your child. You know, your child is a miracle, and to really understand that this miracle keeps on changing from day to day. And I think it's important for parents to know that we are a work in process, and so are the children.
That's true.
And it's important for us to learn more about their lives and to ask questions about what's important to them, even if it's silly to us. You know, sometimes if they're asking questions and if they're talking about something, then they're interested in it. So they want to hear about it, and they like it when you're interested in it.
Yeah.
And then the third L is about laughing with your children. You
Yes.
know, parenting has become so hard work with all the chores and responsibilities. And I really feel that we need to take off the responsible parent hat every now and again and just laugh. You know, laugh with our kids because things are funny. Laugh at ourselves when we make mistakes.
Yeah.
Maybe even laugh about something naughty that you do together, you know, like ice cream on a Sunday morning
Amazing. That sounds
before
amazing. I know if I were a mother, I'd definitely do that with my kids.
breakfast. And lastly, it's about love, you know, and all these words, the listen, the learn, the laugh, and the love, they are all verbs, and it's all actions that our children need to see from us. We can tell them as much as we like that we love them.
Sure.
But if we don't show them,
it's action, know, yes.
Action, yeah.
Definitely.
They won't understand. So with that in the background, when do you tell your kids about your partner, it would basically be about age-appropriate honesty.
Mm.
So you're building this relationship with your child by hopefully implementing those four key concepts. And the one thing that kids complain most about when I chat to them is the dishonesty rather than the idea of a new love interest of their mom or their dad.
Yeah.
So they get very upset when they feel they've been kept
out of the loop. Yeah.
They want to know, you know, as things are developing in this new relationship with this other person, they kind of know something is up. So you need to basically keep them informed about what's happening in your life.
Yeah.
But obviously age appropriate. So you can't tell your 3-year-old the same amount of things that you can tell your 10-year-old.
No, definitely.
The dating, as the dating process starts kind of thing, it's kind of a need-to-know basis, like mom's going out tonight. And then if the child is ready to hear some more about it, he or she will ask questions.
Yes, that's true.
He or she will definitely say, oh, well, who are you going out? And are you going out again?
Mm.
Where are you going? And then you need to just be willing to answer those questions.
That's true.
You get involved in your child's life, the more your child will want to be involved in your life.
Yes, I agree with that. And you've mentioned that kids would ask, obviously, if they're interested. Not that if they're interested, but I know I've got nieces and they ask questions all the time, but this is not about them. So my next question is then, as a parent, how do you have the conversation, or how does the conversation differ with young kids versus teenagers versus older or young older rather older children? So let's say they're now in university.
Whatever age your kids are at, it's important to speak on their level, not just in an intellectual way, but also in a physical way.
Mm.
So with little kids, go down onto your level, you know, make eye contact with them, or just sort of kneel down to their levels. It's very important to make sure that you are equal with them when you have this conversation with them. So there's not like a daunting kind of thing standing over them and telling them what's happening.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, parents are more competent than they believe they are. They know their children.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important that parents really, really own that and say, okay, my child, the language that I speak with my child is the language that I speak with my child. I don't need to change how I talk just because this is a touchy subject.
Mm.
Kids will pick that up immediately.
Mm.
So how does it differ really? It's not really the age so much. I mean, if you're disclosing certain things to your child on a day-to-day basis, if your level of conversation with your 10-year-old is in a certain place, then that's the level that you're going to have the conversation with, even if it is a touchy subject.
Yeah.
You don't change what you talk about because kids kind of pick that up. I think, and then the older children, sort of adult kind of children in your university, it's always about the honesty, I believe.
Mm.
But adult children kind of have their own lives already, and generally they want their parents to be happy and know that they are safe and that this person's not going to take their mom or dad for a ride.
Sure.
So again, be honest about it and how you feel about this person.
Yeah. And yes.
Yes, but the one thing, though, that I also wanted to share is that it's important for parents to know not to discuss any kind of negative interactions you have with that person. So, you know, after a date, you come home and you discuss with your teenage daughter that you guys had a fight or something like that. That would be really inappropriate
because
it would burden the child. So it's really about talking about this person in in your life, and allowing the child to get to know the person through your eyes, in a positive way.
Yeah. And how Andrea, how does this then the scenario differ for a single parent versus a divorced parent?
You know, I'm not too sure that it does.
Okay.
The one thing that I think is really important for a parent to understand is that whatever you tell your child, your child is allowed to tell the other parent or the other family members what they have heard from you.
Yeah.
So there shouldn't be any secrets, like you can't tell dad this, or you can't tell granny that, or you can't tell mom that. That would be really, really hard for them to carry.
Sure.
And really is inappropriate. But ultimately, I don't think that there's anything different on how you approach your child if you're a single parent or if you're a divorced parent, as long as you're aware of the fact that your child will share this news.
Mm. And, I mean, let's say now I'm dating someone who has kids. What is the most important things that one needs to consider when dating someone with kids?
You know, I'm so glad you're asking that question, because I think meeting the kids can feel more intimidating than meeting the parents.
Sure.
Even if you have kids.
Mm.
Because you don't quite know, you know, don't know these kids, you don't know the language that they speak. And I think the 4 L's would be quite helpful there, because if you interact with these children that you're just meeting in a really sincere way and try and find interest that they can relate to, that will be very helpful.
Yeah.
Also, kids love honesty. They can sniff out any kind of contrived behavior very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And one of the things that kids always get very sort of proud about when we talk about this topic is that they're proud and sad at the same time, that they understand when they're getting, for instance, gifts from this new person, and they feel that they're being bought.
Yeah.
So just try and avoid this whole idea of bringing gifts to the first meeting or to any consecutive meeting.
Yeah.
And the idea is really to allow the process to happen. You know, it is not about winning them over. It is more about building a relationship with these children.
Yeah.
Because you like this person, you want to be with this person, and this person comes with kids. So not only do you have to build a relationship with that person, but also with
build a relationship with the kids, 100%.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
100%. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Overnight Live Show with Blue Masoga, the original blueprint on Cape Talk. And I'm talking to Andrea Nettle, the director and counselor at the Family Counseling Center. And we're talking about parents entering into a romantic relationship and the very big decision one has to go through of telling their kids about this new significant person in their life. Andrea, it might sound like a silly question, and I've just asked you, let's say I'm now dating someone with kids, what steps or rather what guidance would I need? But when is the right time then as the parents to introduce your partner to your kids?
I think the right time would be when, first of all, this new person and you agree on the commitment level.
Mm.
You know, if you're both considering this to be a long-term relationship and you both agree on that, but it's kind of important to really be honest in your relationship that you're growing with this new person. And the other aspect is obviously the kids. When the kids start asking questions and when they say, oh, look, when are we going to meet this guy? Or you're so secretive about this person. Is there something you don't want us to know? Or something
sure.
along those lines.
Mm.
When these kind of questions start coming up, then it might be a good idea to actually say, you know what, let's go and have a burger together, or let's go for a walk together and invite him like that. I would rather err on the side of waiting than of quickly introducing the new person, because you don't want the child to get attached to somebody and then have to say goodbye very quickly again. So the investment that the child has in the person as they build a relationship. So if you're unsure about this relationship, rather err on the side of caution.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. And how do you deal with any hostility or fear your kids may have for your relationship on the flip side? If you don't have kids, or rather on the flip side, if you don't have kids, but your partner does, what is the best way to handle meeting them?
All right, I think if you're meeting your partner's kids, be sure that you you don't take it personal, whatever it is that they're doing or saying.
Mm.
They don't know you. They don't know enough about you to like you or dislike you. They might not be happy with the apparent change in their lives or the positions of their lives. But if there's a negative or even sometimes aggressive kind of reaction, know that it's not against you personally.
Yeah.
It's just that they're adjusting to the situation. That can sometimes be quite hurtful even.
Mm.
When you're the parent with the kids and you're introducing the new partner, also remember that they have a right to not like this whole idea. So
yeah.
They're allowed to be resistant initially. They're allowed to... any bad behavior obviously needs to be addressed, i.e. being rude or being mean or rough or whatever it might be. So that needs to be addressed.
Yes.
By saying, look, it's not okay for you to act that way, but I fully understand where it comes from.
Yeah.
So it's to really give them permission to feel the feelings that they're having. Again, the 4 L's will be very, very helpful there, to talk to them and to really engage with them and to kind of let them know that they are most important to you.
Yes.
Yet at the same time, allowing them to understand that this person is important to you too, so that they can understand that it can happen simultaneously.
All right.
And,
okay. Andrea, can you, just one more time, just take me through the 4 L's: listen, learn, laugh, and love.
All right. So listening is all about actively seeking to listen what your child says and how they say it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they speak in words, but most of the time kids of all ages, including teenagers, speak with action.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to really listen to them, what and how they do things. Then also the learning is to keep learning about your child.
Sure.
Like I said earlier on, our children are miracles and they're ever-changing. And we need to proactively learn what it is they're like. Because yesterday it was one band and today it might be a different singer that they love. So
sure.
We can't assume that we know who they are. We need to ask questions about their life to really feel what they're feeling, you know, just dive into their experiences of how they experience life.
Mm.
And sometimes it seems unimportant to us, but if they are talking about it, then it's probably very important to them.
Yes.
And the laughing is basically to kind of let your head down every now and again with your kids. Allow yourself to make mistakes, you know, and to laugh about your mistakes.
Yeah.
So that they can learn to laugh about their mistakes. Laugh when things are funny, you know, even if it might be awkward.
Mm.
Laugh out loud. Take your kids and do something that's not 100% in the family rules, you know, sort of step out of it a little bit.
Yes.
And then the last one, not the least, is to love them actively, i.e. show them love in action. I have no doubt that every parent loves their child.
Yes.
But unfortunately, many parents just fail to tell their children that they're loved. A lot of kids that come to me feel strangely unloved.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel that it's because the parents are just so busy. And a very small little tip on how to show your child that you love them is to watch how they show you that they love you.
Yeah.
So if your kid likes to come and cuddle, and probably cuddling is a way that your son wants to be loved.
Yes.
If your daughter comes and helps you in the kitchen, then she probably wants you to come and help her when she is busy in her playing her tea party or something like that.
Yes.
So watch how they show your love to you and then reciprocate in a similar way to show your love to them.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Andrea. I really, really appreciate your insights and your time that you've spent with us. If anyone would like to get a hold of you or to learn more about the partner that they're with, or rather, let me just say, get family counseling, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call us or WhatsApp us on 072 0891-337-56089, or they can email us on info@familycounselingcentre.co.za.
All right. Okay, thank you so much, Andrea Natal. That was Andrea Natal. Have yourself a lovely evening.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, then. Bye.